You are listening to Breathe and Bounce.
There's something in the wind, I can feel it blowing in. It's coming in softly on the wings of a bomb. There's something in the wind, I can feel it blowing in. It's coming in highly, and it's coming in strong. Sympathize when no one gave a damn. I've been thinking it's just someone else's job to care. Who am I to wanna try? But change is a powerful thing. People are powerful beings trying to find the power in me to be faithful. Change is a powerful thing. I feel coming in me. Maybe by the time summer's done, I'll be able to be honest, capable of holding you in my arms without letting you fall when I don't feel beautiful or stable. Maybe it's enough to just be where we are, because every time that we run, we don't know what it's from. Now we finally slow down, we feel close to it. There's a change gonna come, I don't know where or when, but whenever it does, we'll be here for it.
Yeah, whenever it does, we'll It's Michael here on Breathe and Bounce. Thank you all for joining me today. It's Easter was this week. You know, Easter brings up a lot of things. Easter brings up stories of, you know, I guess perseverance and strength. When you think about the story of Jesus, if you believe. And that's, I don't ever want to push any judgments or push anything on anybody, but, you know, it's just, I love the story. I love the man, and that's all I can say. Of course, there's the bunnies and the eggs and all that stuff. Hope everything was great. You know, I have found myself going through a lot of changes over the past couple of years. And sometimes those changes are hard for some people to accept. I have, you know, the themes that I guess we're going to talk about, you know, I brought up the Jesus thing, and one of the things that Jesus was really great at was forgiveness. And sometimes people hurt us so bad that we don't want to forgive them. We don't know how to forgive them. We don't really know where to start. And sometimes when people hurt us, we don't know how to forgive ourselves for letting ourselves be vulnerable and putting our guard down and getting hurt. And I'll just tell you that when you're on the other end of that, it takes a lot of strength to be patient with the person that you hurt, to show kindness, show empathy, and mainly to show patience. Patience because they're going to see you in a certain way. They're going to see you as something you're trying to get away from. See, I think a lot of us, when we act out on anger, when we act out on impulse, when we act out on all these things, kind of break things along the way, right? We break things, we hurt things, we do a lot of stupid things. Sometimes the damage is small, sometimes the damage is tremendous. And I think when we are the people that do the hurting, we just want the people that we hurt to move on and forget about it. Sometimes we want them to do that because it makes us feel better at night to sleep. Sometimes we do it because we want to see them whole. Whatever the reason is, it's just we have to just be patient. When you're on the other end of the hurt, you may not be ready to let go. You may not be ready to say, I'm okay. And it's just, like I said, it's just really a big process. And it's hard. But here's the thing. When we are people who hurt, no matter what the situation might be, it's the situation is you might have an issue with some dependency on chemical substances, maybe drugs, alcohol. You have issues with anger. You can't let go of your past, so you take it out on other people. And it's, once again, it's just a very hard spot to be in for everybody. And then you have to live with the pain and the regret of how you treated people. And that's hard too. And the only thing you can do is just try to work on yourself and become a better person and do whatever it is you have to do. And some people, especially people you hurt, are going to look at you and say, you haven't changed. And they might test, they might push, they might tell you, because they're still hurting. So the only thing you can do is just keep moving on, right? And just find a way to forgive yourself and hope they forgive you as well.
I could go back.
Yep. We all go through changes in life. We grow old. We grow cold. We grow up. We grow tired. We grow, though. However, we have the choice to decide what direction we grow. Think of growth as a fork in the road. Because everyone grows. You start off as a baby, and then you end up as an adult. You come into the world alone, and maybe you leave alone. It's just, I think sometimes when we're younger, we don't really know the answers. And I think as we get older, we think we know the answers. And I think one of the things about life is we always are trying to find answers why we do the things we do. Maybe we hurt people that we love because it's easier to do so because maybe we think they're going to be there. Maybe the people that deserve our wrath don't get it because for whatever reason we're scared to do it. We're scared to stand up for ourselves, for people that we love. I can tell you that there's been times when I should have stood up for people and I didn't. Sometimes I would join the crowd. You know, it's just, we really are on this path. And sometimes we do stupid things when we're on this path. We do really stupid things that hurt people, that make people feel like absolute garbage. Sometimes we can be abusive. Sometimes we can be ignorant. Sometimes it's hard to put other people in front of ourselves, to put ourselves in their shoes and think about what they have gone through. Think about the life that they have lived. And just think about how do we grow? And sometimes we don't want to grow because we feel like we're incapable. We feel like it's impossible to get better, and it's impossible to move forward and try to put our best self out there. Sometimes we're afraid. We're afraid we're going to be so uncomfortable because we're going to lose a part of us. And I think the thing that people don't understand is maybe that part of you needs to go away. Some people think when they're being funny, maybe they're being hurtful. Whenever you go through like peer pressure, it's you want to fit in. You want to be connected. You want to find your common ground with other people. You want people to like you. Especially if you're someone that has gone through life not being liked. And if you see a way in, and then maybe you find a person. If you're in school, you find this person who's a little bit different than everyone else. Maybe you join in on the harassment, join in on picking, join in on all these things. But at the end of the day, if you decide to take that path, you're going to end up being alone. You're going to end up finding yourself in a room where you have to think, and that is never easy. You have to find a way to rise but the wings of solitude are not going to help you. We don't want to live in solitude. We want to have people. We want to be accepted. I think that's ultimately what we want, is just to be acknowledged. We want to be seen. We want to be accepted. We want to find community. We want to find togetherness, some sense of family. Sometimes you have family that you thought was family, but it turns out they're not family because they treated you as if you weren't. Sometimes you find a relationship, and unfortunately, You find someone that's so broken that they take out everything on you, that they unload all the trauma that they experienced on you. You know, I talked a little bit last week about the negativity. How easy it is to go negative, how easy it is to think negative, how easy it is to point fingers, how easy it is to judge. What if we could overcome all that and show love? What if we could find a way to just move forward, forgive those who wrong us, hope that the people that we wrong will forgive us sometime? Maybe the grass will be a little greener. The sky will be a little more bluer. The flowers will bloom. The trees will grow. Maybe things will be better at that moment. From a personal standpoint, I grew up really not knowing how to treat people in a good way. I grew up with a lot of stuff happening to me. A lot of bullying. A lot of just a lot of hurt that I endured. And I would fire back through hate, through anger, through monstrous acts on people, through rage. And I hurt a lot of people, including myself, through all of this. And sometimes you try to run away from it, but you can't run. You have to face your fear. You have to face that maybe you might become the monster, and maybe you have to face the inner monster in you and tell that monster to have a seat. Change is not linear, a friend of mine once told me. Change is a lot of work. It takes a lot of effort. It takes a lot. But you have to commit. You have to find ways to block out the noise, to block out all the stuff, to block out everything. And I will tell you something. Whenever you have something like borderline personality disorder like I have, it blurs the lines so much because you don't know who you love and who you hate and who you... what's real and what's not sometimes. But I'm trying to overcome it and I'm trying to move forward. And I said it, say it once, I say it again. This show is about, more about, it's for me as much as it is for you. As we grow together, we work together, we learn together. We keep pushing on together. Be back here in just a few minutes.
Trust the process. Trust yourself. You're tuned in to Breathe and Bounce.
Watched you change into a fly.
Sometimes when we see people change, it's hard. It's hard because they're not the person that we knew them to be. It's hard because they've gone a different path in their life. They have a different philosophy. They think differently. They act differently. They process differently. Sometimes when we see someone that hurt us try to change their ways, maybe it's hard for us to see that. Maybe it's hard for us to see growth in our abuser or our attacker or our tormentor. And maybe we want to throw rocks in the way to make sure that they, you know, they don't transform, right? Maybe. But the whole point of the matter is change is tough, especially when you've done a lot of bad things. Change is tough when you have hurt people, when you have hurt yourself, whether you have been bulimic, you suffer from some kind of mental disorder, and like I said, addiction. It's hard. And the people that know you, they don't believe it. They don't believe you're going to change. They don't believe that they can, do anything. So maybe we test them and see, have they really changed? Maybe if I do this, maybe if I say this to them, if they don't react, then they've changed. But triggers always remain. Triggers always are there. And it once again goes back to what I talked about last week with the whole negativity thing and all that other stuff. So when we try to change, we're obviously pushing against ourselves. In DBT, there's a skill called opposite action. And opposite action is a skill that you use when you would normally do one thing and you try your damnedest to do the opposite of what you normally would do. So in other words, if someone called me a name, instead of getting really mad, I would take a breath and try to do something differently. Maybe you can ask, who hurt you? Maybe they have their own pain. And that's the biggest problem, is people have their own pain. And if you're the one that caused them that pain, it's going to be very hard for them to let it go. You feel like you're running up against the wind. You're going up hills just for someone to kick you down and tell you that you're the monster, that you are the evil one. You are not what you say you are. You're running up a hill trying to just get to that place where you feel different. You feel happier. You feel you can do the things that you can do, feeling the gratitude of the journey. Feeling the gratitude of trying to be able to bring yourself into an elevated level. It's a tough battle, but you got to stay on course. And it's getting to the point where some of those people you love, you might have to leave them along the way as you run up that hill, because all they're trying to do is bring you down and making you start up back over. It doesn't hurt me, yeah, yeah. Do you wanna feel how it feels? Yeah, yeah. Do you wanna know that it doesn't hurt me? Yeah, yeah. Do you wanna hear about the deal that make it you? It's you and me. And if only could, I'd make a deal. Sometimes it feels like we're running up a hill, when we're trying to change, when we're trying to right the wrongs that we committed in our life, when we're trying to just trying to make things good, trying to make things it just, you know. And maybe sometimes people aren't willing to accept that yet, you know? And that's the hard part. We really want people to see the best of us, but they're so used to the worst, they can't turn that page. They're stuck in that page in the book, in their story. They can't turn the page. So, what to do? The only thing I know is I have to work on me. That's the only solution I have. And it's the only solution anyone has is we have to work on ourselves to be our best selves. Because at the end of the day, if we're at our best selves, we find a way to live our best lives. And if we live our best lives, we'll truly be happy. And when we take our last breath, we can have a smile on our face, as this one guy, David Mailer, has said. He's a pretty powerful dude. So, yeah, I think we can take solace in some things. And we can know that maybe we lost a piece of people that we hurt. We can't turn back the clock, but we can move forward. And if people are going to not want to come with us, we can only remember the beautiful parts of the relationships that we were in and send them love from afar. Send them peace, send them kindness, send them everything. And just remember that maybe there'll be a reconnection one day. Maybe there'll be forgiveness. Maybe everyone can move forward. Just maybe.
Lying isn't better than silence. Floating, but I feel like I'm dying. Still, no matter where I go, at the end of every road, you were good to me. You were good to me. Yeah, I know it's easier to run after everything I've done. You were good to me. You were good to me. Oh, cause I'm sick of wanting more. You were good to me. You were good to me, yeah. I swear I'm different than before. I won't hurt you anymore. Cause you were good to me.
We can only remember the good times. We can only remember the good thoughts. We can only remember just the days when things were happy, the days when things worked out, the days that meant something, and we all just felt like we could be at our best. It's hard to think about that sometimes. It's hard when people, when there's hurt and there's all these bad feelings. It's hard. And sometimes we have to make tough decisions on how we're going to move forward. The only thing we can do is we can't change the opinions of those who we've hurt. We can't change the feelings of those who we've kicked down. We can only try to rebuild ourselves to make sure that we never do it again. And we don't hurt people. That's what we have. And we have to put ourselves in a place where we won't allow ourselves to get hurt either. Take a moment, let's close our eyes. Let's focus on our breath. And focus on the air coming out of your nose. The air that you breathe into your nose, I'm sorry. And then the air coming out, it might feel a little warm on the top of your lip. Let's close our eyes and just be seated, be still. Find a way to open up the heart chakra where we can express love. Love for those who we may have wronged. Love to those who we've hurt. Love to those who we've disappointed. But also love to ourselves. For trying to take that step and trying to make that move and trying to do better. take your hands, put your palms together and bring them to your heart center. Send out love to every person that you may have hurt, that you may have done wrong, and that you want to show that you care. And go ahead and open your eyes. Before we close out the show today, I just wanted to give you a quick update on something. Big news. April 21st in Bartlett, Illinois, Breathe and Bounce is going to have the first experience. It's going to be Experience 1, The Arrival. It is at 12 p.m. and it goes on to approximately 4 p.m. at the Bartlett Log House. We're going to talk a little bit more about it as the weeks go on, but I wanted to just put a quick reminder in there. The experience is going to include meditation. We'll do some journaling. There'll be a light snack along with a yoga practice and a sound bath by Andre Peraza. We'll have Andre here on the show to talk about it in the next week or so. It is my first experience that I am planning, and I am very, very excited about it. And I hope that some of you guys come. If you want to get more information, just go to www.breatheandbounce.com. You can contact me on my socials on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter now, at Breathe and Bounce. That's the handle. If you want to get in touch with me, or if you have anything you want to say, if you have any feedback about the show or anything, no matter what, you can always go there and you can put in your 2 cents. I apologize that there was no gratitude journal this week. I needed to take some time away from writing for this week, so I'll have a new journal this week coming up. In the meantime, it was a pretty heavy show today, guys. It was a show that I felt I had to do. It's a show that I feel like people had to hear. And you know what? We just move on. We go on. Try not to be too high. Try not to be too low. Just live this life. Try not to get attached to anything. Try just to stay in the moment that you're in, the present moment, and you will find as much as you need. Thank you so much for listening. May you be happy. May you be well. May you be peaceful. May your breath take you places that your mind cannot. Namaste.